Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Robin Tabish, and I thank you so much for joining us today. God is good. We praise his name. Thank you, thank you, thank you for our precious Father God. We just worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Thank you, Father. Once again, thank you for joining us. It is an honor and a pleasure to come before you with this technology of God's radio, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. His love never fails. Glory be to God. Don't forget to go to our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can see some of the work that we do for the Lord God, because of a lot of privacy and things that we don't put on the website. But we do a lot according to God's will. He provides, he protects, and he watches over us. Also, you can sign up for the college, the Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. It's free. We just like to know who's listening, who's studying, and maybe we could help you to learn deeper into the Word of God. And I hope that you are just relaxed here by listening to this broadcast. And it is early here in the United States, in the state of Oklahoma. But I try to come early enough so everyone around the world can be a part and listen. You can also listen, of course, later. But today we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. I know sometimes that we get so busy in doing the work of the Lord and we just stop and say, Lord, are you even seeing? Do you even see what we are doing? Do you even know, God, that I'm here on the planet? I understand. But most of all, God understands. He sees you. He hears us. And he knows. He has a great plan. Let's go into the Word of God. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. Hebrews 6, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Right there, it tells us this is God's word, promises, his thoughts for us. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Remember, it's a labor of love. God is love. We rest in his love. He will give us that strength. He will work through us if we let him. He does not forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, the name of Jesus, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. In verse 11 and 12, and we desire, Paul's saying, and Apostle Robin desires, that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full, say full, full assurance of hope until the end. The full assurance to be dedicated, steadfast, assured in who you are laboring that work of love to and through. The full assurance of hope until the end. The full assurance of hope. God is our hope. Jesus is great hope. In verse 12, Hebrews chapter 6, that you be not slothful. That means don't be lazy, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We have millions of faithful people from the beginning of time that have hoped, that have followed God, even as Jesus came. They had the full assurance of hope, that knowing, as it goes on down and says in verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, they knew that great hope. We have that full assurance of great hope that God cannot lie. He cannot lie. And that we have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor to our soul, both sure and steadfast, we which entereth into that within the veil. That hope as an anchor to our soul. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, listen everyone. Hear God. Shh. He says unto you, unto me, my grace, his grace is sufficient for you. He said unto me, Robin, Apostle Robin, my grace is sufficient for me, for you. Sufficient means to be strong enough, content, to be satisfied, to possess of unfailing strength. Stop, everyone. Think about it. God is saying his grace, the haris, his acceptable favor, his grace, that's a delight and pleasure. It's a gift. His grace is sufficient for you. His strength is made perfect and weakness. If you go on and read that, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, his strength is made perfect in weakness. The dunamis power in action, made perfect in you, to finish, to fulfill, to bring to an end. Let God bring you to an end of yourself in your weakness. Excuse me. He will make you strong through his strength. In our weakness, it's translated also in our disease, our weakness, our infirmities. He, well, my goodness. Excuse me. Anyway, in his strength, he will make you strong, even in your voice. Amen. Well, glory be to God in his strength. When you are in your weakest, Paul said there in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, he said, well, I glory more in my infirmities that through Christ's power, I have been made strong, that I can do all things, that the power of Christ may rest upon you, upon me. As back in our opening text, Hebrews 6, verse 11, that we desire every one of you to show the same diligence of full assurance of hope unto the end. For God, in verse 10, is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. He sees us. He knows you. He is faithful. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As Hebrews 11, 6 says, without faith, though, it's impossible to please God. You must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, that a full assurance of hope until the end, that you're not slothful, that you're not lazy, that with patience you inherit the promise. Will inherit the promise. In verse 15 of Hebrews 6, and so after he, or Abraham, or you, had patiently endured, we obtained the promise of God to be blessed above and abundantly, given all things, because you are an heir of God. You are a child of God. Be of full assurance, steadfast today. Know that God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love that you show forth toward his name to the saints and do minister. Trust him today. Thank you so much for joining us. God is good, and he is seeing everything that you are doing. He loves you. God bless you. Father, bless the people. Encourage the people. Comfort them, Holy Spirit, through your love and your comfort, your direction. It's all for your glory, O God. Oh, we just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the voice a little bit early here in the United States, but we're always honored to come before you. God bless you, and we will be on the air this coming Friday. Until then, have full assurance in our God.
Mighty is our God, mighty is our God. mighty you.